should have. He really shouldn't.
He really didn't go on. I saw him. I saw Jeff Hardy on the show.
We just did an interview with David Howe. David was the original audio engineer, and actually that's on the front of our website if you wanted to take a look at it. He talks about getting it started. He's been with it since 74.
I'll tell you, the only show that I've seen, I think it's probably one of the other ones out there, see enough of it. You know, I don't know why they don't bring put those out, because they're so good, but they're done very well done. But I have a band, I got four things working with me, and then I got Dan Cipriano on sax, and got it right. in the hallway is because they don't have a much smaller bag to what they're coming on. They, you know, they supposedly have their mindset that they really want to do it. But that says, you know, all you can do is put the drum on one track and put vocals on another, or the guitar on another, bass on another. So, is that what it is? And it took them 10 years and they were already up to 48 tracks. That's a massive flex.
Yes, I agree.
I don't have questions on that. I mean, I went through every single thing that you could think of and get out there. And then when the guy came up with that snake oil or whatever it is that they put on the back end of that one scotch tape and all that stuff, it just went all to hell. Who had to take the industry really bad and it would stick to their heads and the whole thing. But
the octopus and everything is?
Now, yeah. AI and all that stuff, we're still using tape and multi-tracks and, you know, for each thing on a separate track and all that stuff. So it's still widely used. My points in life really went digital and digital changed things, but digital is not the only way it's here because everybody wants to go back to technology and like even cutting discs and everything else, they want to go back to analog. So it's kind of a
Rusty, I really appreciate your time. I really do, and I would really love to get your story in and anything that you think about. I'd appreciate it.
I'm really interested in that.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're very, very welcome.
If
you see Ken, please tell him to give me a buzz. I'm missing and everything else. We worked together for quite a while.
He's a neat guy. I really appreciate his input.
Yes, he didn't even know he was still around.
Yeah.
When I saw it. Thought he passed away off guard by now.
He's writing up a summary for me. He says it's as soon as he can get his memory in gear.
Oh, boy. He spent a lot of time on his interview.
Really? Wow.
That was really, oh, yeah. A lot of it out of the house. We used to go see him. I think, what did he work at, the NEW or whatever was it?
He sent me a whole list of places he had done.
It was amazing. He did a lot of checks writing for us, too, I believe.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah, we had one inch down to VHS and all that stuff, copies, so that we could give them to people that we had. They had different formats, and that's an interesting thing too. All the formats there is out there. Formats are killing you. Every time you turn around, you gotta buy a $3,000 machine.
He's been a contributor on a reel-to-reel Yahoo site, and he is just wonderful for folks. Somebody will ask something, and he'll come back with all kinds of suggestions and that, trying to figure out if somebody was recording something at half track or trying to play it back on a newer machine and stuff. It's really good knowledge.
You got a wall in sack too?
Yeah, we do.
Oh, my. You got a collection out there at Wall Point. Really amazing.
I don't know if you're familiar with the Roberts company that also combined with Akai. We just interviewed their founder out in Hollywood the end of December. He's 95 and as sharp as ever. And that interview information is on our website, too. It was really fun getting to meet him and document all of that.
Lucky you found some few people are still around.
We're working hard trying to catch him before they disappear. I wish we'd not missed your dad. I know. Rusty, thanks so much again. I will be in touch with you and really appreciate your time.
Okay, I really appreciate talking to you.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.